A Guide to Wine, written and read by Julian Curry. There it is, a sound to gladden the heart. No discussion of wine should stray far from the glass in your hand and the experience of drinking it. Over centuries and worldwide, wine has freed spirits, lubricated conversation, fostered friendship, and been a superb accompaniment to food. It is at the heart of many forms of worship, and for 2,000 years a cup of wine has been central to the Christian Mass. It is an integral part of human culture. It has fortified heroes and been poured as libations to the gods. Scientists believe that the earliest vines were planted some 5,000 years before Christ in lush foothills south of Georgia in the Middle Eastern region of Caucasia. This just happens to agree with the Book of Genesis, as Noah's Ark came to rest on Mount Ararat, itself in the Caucasus. There, as soon as he'd unloaded his animals, the Bible tells us, he began to be an husbandman, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine, and was drunken. But, happily, the health benefits of wine, in moderation, have long been recognized. The Bible also mentions the Apostle Paul's advice to Timothy, "Drink no longer water, but use a little wine."